presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that has become a radio institution. Before we meet the patients, however, I'm pleased to tell you that they've recently been presented with what appears to be a United Nations Award. It's a UN Funniest Contribution to World Comedy Award. I'm sorry, on closer inspection I notice that it is in fact an unfunniest contribution. The winners are, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And back this week in her usual position, please also welcome the delightful Samantha. I must say, I'm much relieved to see Samantha back again. She's been my right hand for many a year. Our first round is entitled Missed Hits. It's often occurred to me that otherwise first-rate programmes, plays, books and films have often sunk without trace for want of a decent title. Teams, I'd like you please to come up with some interesting suggestions for me. And when you've done that, think up some titles that would have been surefire number one smash failures. Barry, will you start, please?
I wrote a film called Four Engagements and a Head Cold. Didn't happen. As it didn't just again then.
The Wizard of Ongar.
Good Morning Vietnam with Anne and Nick.
Alan Clark's House Party. Called A Bun in the Coven.
What do you give the man who's had everybody?
The Full Back of Notre Dame. Through the Ear Hole. And I cleaned that up.
A Man Called Sheep.
I wrote a song called Trouble Over Bridgewater, and that didn't...
Well, that's got us off to a good start. Our next round is called One Song to the Tune of Another, which means each team member singing one song to the tune of another. It's not to be confused with One Song to the Tune of an Otter, which is a practice frowned upon by the RSPCA. Teams, before you start, you should know that you'll be accompanied on the piano by Colin Sell, who I understand has recently embraced reincarnation. Who knows, in a future life, he may return as a musician. Barry, will you please sing the words of I'm the Leader of the Gang I Am by Gary Glitter to the tune of Feelings?
Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, do you wanna be in my gang? Wanna be in my gang, my gang. Do you wanna be in my gang?
Well, Okay, now, Tim, will you please sing the words of Blue Suede Shoes to the tune of You'll Never Walk Alone?
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Come here to do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off my blue suede. We'll meet up shortly, Colin.
Graham, for you, the words of Bridge Over Troubled Water to the tune of Postman Pat.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Together.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part, when darkness comes and pain is all around.
Willie, if this is a shorter one, it'll win you the round. You're going to sing the words of Do ya think I'm sexy to the tune of Try a Little Tenderness.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come. On, honey, tell me so. She's acting shy, looking for an answer. Come on, honey, let's spend the night together. Now hold on a minute before we go much further. Give me a dime so I can phone my mother. They catch a cab to his high-rise apartment. At last he can tell her exactly what his heart meant. Oh, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, honey, tell me so. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come.
You didn't win the round. The next round's a lively, entertaining version of the TV program called Through the Keyhole. The original, you recall, involves Lloyd Grossman poking about in famous people's homes. This isn't to be confused with the thing in which amateur chefs are encouraged to knock up unrecognizable meals. That's called McDonald's. In our version, I shall ask each team in turn to go outside and enter one or...
What are you going to do in our version, huh?
This is it. This is it. Now, In our version, I shall ask each team in turn to go outside and enter one of two mystery cubicles. One of two mystery...
You think Lloyd Grossman's funny? Now on Radio 4, another chance to hear...
To go outside and enter one of two mystery cubicles, which have been specially modified to resemble the homes of celebrities. You have a minute each, teams, unless that is your mystery cubicle is occupied, in which case you'll just have to wait till they finish. Right, Tim and Willie, would you please enter your cubicle now while the name of the celebrity owner goes up on our computer-designed satellite-linked mega-laser display board. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Paul Daniels. Paul Daniels.
Right, you ready, Tim and Willie?
I'm going through the door now. Tim? Tim, where are you? Ah! There you are. Where did you appear from? I think it's the broom cupboard. So many brooms. Oh, we've never met before, have we?
No, certainly not.
Let's see what's in the drinks cabinet. Half of his wife. The better half, I might add. Oh, look, he's got ducks flying up the wall. No, he hasn't. Yes, he has. Tim, you've gone again. Where are you?
Is that it?
We've come out of the mystery cube.
Barry and Graham.
Wow. It's obviously the home of somebody who uses recreational chemicals.
The Vanishing Ducks.
Yeah.
It's not that's Humphrey the Downing Street Cat, is it? And half a wife.
Half a wife.
That was the giveaway. Would the half wife be McGee?
Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
No, I think it's Paul Daniels.
Brilliant deduction. Now your turn, Barry and Graham. Would you now enter your mystery cubicle?
What?
Mystery cubicle. The homeowner's name is now going up on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie.
Hello. Well, what have we here? A moat? A drawbridge? Hardly a welcome one feels in these circumstances. I'll ring the doorbell. I'll try again. Still no response. But, oh, here's a friendly dog coming to greet us. A Dobermann. We still have not gained entry here. Ah, a busy neighborhood in which this celebrity
lay
lives.
Lay down your weapon.
What an intriguing inquiry. The sandbags suggest a nostalgic person, the barbed wire tastefully draped, and the video cameras, a showbiz personality perhaps, with a high profile. The end.
Well, the voice... Tim and Willie, start guessing.
The voice was a bit of a giveaway. Danny LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's somebody who doesn't want to be found, who is hiding themselves, and it is...
Miss Terry Cubicle.
Late arrival. Late arrival. Late arrival at the Fatwa Ball.
Yeah.
Salmonella Rushdie.
Fair enough.
The next round is called Name That Tune, the game which provided Roger Whittaker with the title for his new album of whistling classics. Sorry, that should be Mame That Tune. In this round, the teams are usually expected to name a tune as quickly as possible, but I decided that that was much too difficult. So instead, we're going to play a popular version of the game. It's called Name That Motorway. Teams, you'll shortly hear a few seconds of a well-known British motorway, which I'd like you to identify, please.
I'll name that. Working on the theory that our producer has a limited imagination and thinking before he starts at the top and works down, M1.
No.
M2?
Graham, you buzzed.
Yes, I thought it was the M62, and then I thought, no. I'd put my money on the M6 round about Sandbach.
No, Barry.
M25, you can hear South Mimms.
Do you want to hear a bit
not
more?
Not much of it.
More,
a little
yeah.
bit more might help.
Yeah.
Oh, you're shy. Well, if you said that earlier.
Who's going first? Come on, we've got it.
I don't think you're going to get this one. Who buzzed? I'll switch it off. No, I'll tell you, it is, of course, our old friend, the M4. Oh. Junction 16.
But wait a minute, there was traffic moving on that.
I still hear it. I was fooled by that one at first. It smelled to me like Junction 6.
The old problem, eh, Humph? Well,
that was such a success, I think we should have a quick stab at Name That Novelist. Here's a short burst, teams. Right, start guessing. Barry.
There were more than one typewriter there, a whole phalanx of typewriters. It must be Geoffrey Archer's team.
No.
Could we hear it again, do you think?
Graham.
That was the M62.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get it.
I think it's time you went into that mystery cubicle off the
I would have bought it no points for identifying it as a Smith Corona. And the novelist is, in fact, Aldous Huxley.
Oh, bless him.
The mescaline should have given it away. Right, teams, we're now going to play a round called Complete Quotes, the popularity of the well-turned phrase that's wittily delivered never seems to diminish. Who, for example, can forget the great Oscar Wilde's memorable outburst, "I have nothing to declare but a bottle of vodka and 200 cigarettes? In this round, teams, you'll hear a series of famous personalities speaking, each of whom has unfortunately been stopped in mid-sentence. I'd like you to finish them off, please, and we're going to start with you, Graham. Here's John Major.
I go whenever I can, which isn't as often as I would wish. But really, I
can thoroughly recommend Ex-Lax.
Willie, Princess Margaret.
But she talks marvellously to everybody. You know, she never stops, always, everything's out going. And, I mean, there's nothing she doesn't know about the Commonwealth. But the investitures, well, I don't know how she does them. She talks to every single person. I'm always
under the table with Mummy.
Barry, this one's right up your street. Lloyd Grossman.
The recipe that I've cooked the most at home is so unbelievably simple. And gosh, it's good. It's called
Through the Casserole.
And Tim, for you, Bill Wyman.
It hasn't really had a chance to grow into anything.
so I'm thinking of marrying it. And I've got some more here for you. Barry, here's Michael Jackson.
It's instinct. It's escapism. It's getting away from everything and just moving your body and letting all the tension and pain out. And it's illegal.
Kim, how about this? Chris Eubank.
Let me explain something to you. Being a husband is a game. Being a romantic is a game. Being a father is a game. Being a boxer is a game.
But Scrabble, that's serious. I say, this is such fun that I've got some more here than anybody can answer these. Let's listen to Alan Clark.
Nostalgia is one of my character defects, and...
Sorry, did I say nostalgia? I meant selfish, arrogant infidelity.
And finally, Derek Jameson.
Robert Maxwell was exceedingly kind to me. Another one was Jeffrey Archer. And,
Adolf Hitler, and I bet he would have liked it.
Okay, well done, James. Our next round is a poetic tribute to the great William McGonagall, who is often said to be among the worst poets ever. It was always considered an impossible task to find a single poet as bad as McGonagall. So to discover four all in the same room seems too good an opportunity to waste. Now, teams, I shall provide you with an epic title, and I'd like you to continue in turn until you hear this, which means umpire Samantha has grabbed my horn. And then the next person should take over. So, teams, in your finest Scots accents, I'd like you please to create an epic poem in the McGonagall style. The title is On the Beautiful Treaty of Maastricht. Graham, will you start this one, please?
Oh, the beautiful Treaty of Maastricht was signed on a braw, bright, moonlicht nicht. It was signed by the best of the whole EEC. A wonderful event.
At least that seemed how it was to me. Oh, the signing of the Maastricht Treaty was a bounteous day for me, and because I and my friends will go away to China and the far eastern shores. Speaking of...
Tim, could you put your hand up when you've come to the end of a line? So I know when to buzz.
McGonagall never did. Shores.
Well,
Shores.
They have different customs and social mores, which some people pronounce as mores. But Maastricht is the pick of our current stories. Oh. It's easy to understand. It's absolutely plainish. Unless you...
Happen to be... Belgian. Dutch. Or Spanish.
Yeah. Well, your street's ahead. Now we're going to do a round entitled Just a Minim, which is, of course, based on Just a Minute, the show which made Nicholas Parsons what he is today. Available for work. In this round, team members should attempt to sing a song without repetition, Zimbabwe, deviation, hesitation, or repetition. You will be accompanied on the piano teams by Colin Sell, whose playing has been the highlight of many proms. Well, that and the donkey rides. Right, the song is Goodnight Ladies. And who will start, I think?
Barry. Tim.
Willie.
Graham.
Oh. Good night, ladies. Oh.
Bonsoir, mesdames.
Challenge from Willie.
What?
Repetition of tune.
It's the first time.
It's your first really, don't
you? I think I'll grant you that one. So will you take it up, please?
Gute Nacht, Blumen Falk. We're going to leave you now.
Challenge from Graham.
Hesitation. And repetition of hesitation.
To the point of deviation.
Indeed.
Barry, will you take it up, please?
Where have we got to? Which bar is it?
Merrily we roll along.
All right. Merrily we roll along.
Challenge from Willie.
I just said that.
The ball was out of play when you said it. Go on, Barry.
You cannot be serious.
Spin about, rotate constantly. Oh, the deep blue sea. When I pass a tune, I'll jump off. Ta-ra, mesdames. Where are we in the tune, Tom?
Challenge for Tim.
Farewell, Maybelle. Godspeed, les amoureux. Bonne chance, mes totties. We're going to leave you now.
My challenge still stand.
What challenge was that?
One you said, your challenge, Tim, and Barry just went straight off. I'm willing to withdraw it, but this
I'm
is
40 to.
Minutes later and I've got plans for Christmas.
What are you doing this Christmas, Tim?
As we approach the end of the show and take a look... take a look at the scores, it seems both teams have come up to scratch. Perhaps we should get a man in to spray the seat. There is just time, however, for a round of Doctor's Book Club. So teams, while Samantha nips over to Prague for a quick check-up. Likely to come up with some titles of books likely to be popular with the medical profession. And Willie, will you start, please?
Enema of the People.
The Forceps Saga.
By John Gallbladder. Lady Chatterley's Liver. Paddy Doyle, ha ha ha, you can put your trousers back on now. Colon the Barbarian.
Catheter Come Home.
Cystitis Andronicus. Oh, sorry.
The Rectum's Wife. Popeye the Say Ah Man.
Barrier of Nobody.
Emily Bronte's Worrying Bites.
Jane Austen's Emma Royd.
The Honorary Tonsil.
Up stethoscope.
The greatest suppository ever sold.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's...
That goes very well with bleak arse.
And the book of the film, Hernia Shrunk the Kidneys.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
Cold Compress Farm.
Well, one glance at my neighbourhood watch tells me I've been burgled. Also that we've run out of time. So from the team, Samantha and myself, goodbye.
Tim Brooks, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.